As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts where we can find them, workable solutions, that too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014, or internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls will certainly be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found on our homepage, becomevocallocal.com. This morning, precious metals continue to regain the high ground as the wolves chase the pigs. Well, we'll go there. Unholy and unthankful, the TSA mans up to terrorize traveling. Thanksgiving turkeys, we'll talk about that too. COP16 Climate Change Summit, November 29th through the December the 10th in Cancun, Mexico. We'll be involved with that discussion as well as taking your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning, you little butterballs. Wednesday, November the 24th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $1.30 at $1,375.20, regaining some of that high ground. Oh, boy, I'd like to see that. Silver this morning off 8 cents at $27.43 an ounce for silver. You got to love that as well. Platinum up 11 bucks. Big move in the platinum this morning at $1,660. And palladium up $3 at $689 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,370.80 for a low, $1,382.40 for a high. Boy, that's looking pretty good. But at $1,375.20 a troy ounce, your gold is up year to year, $211.40 an ounce for an 18.16% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price and fixed the price of gold at $1,376.20. We're a buck below that. The SPDR Gold Shares this morning shows on their website a holding of 1,285.08 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $57 billion. Big hands, deep pockets. Keep your eyes peeled on that spider on the corner of the web.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com, the eve of Thanksgiving Day. My name is William Roberts. Certainly good news, lots of that today as well. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. Again, pretty good news for the all of the precious metal bulls. We find gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be an hour ago, trading off $1.30 at $13.7520 a troy ounce, $1,375.20, creeping back up again towards that $1,400 mark. Will it make it? Well, maybe this month coming. We'll see about that. Silver this morning off 8 cents at $27.43. You got to like $27 silver, folks. It's heading for 28. Platinum this morning up $11 at 1,660, and palladium up 3 at 689. Once again, the SPDR gold shares, that's the World Gold Council's gold trust there, electronic trading device, it's holding 1,285.08 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $57 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed the board yesterday. All the stocks were down. But the Dow Jones yesterday closed off 142 in the red at 11,036. The NASDAQ down 37 at 2495. And the S&P 500 down 17, closing at 1,181 this morning. Crude oil on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website up 47 basis points at, or excuse me, up 47 cents at $81.72 a gallon or a barrel. Wow, get it together, Will. up 47 cents at $81.72 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, always a confuser for me, also shown on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, up 2 basis points at 79.68. Impacts the foreign exchange rates were this morning. We find the Canadian loonie up 95 basis points, almost a full percentage point, at 98 cents U.S. against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, the foreign exchange there, is up 65 basis points, still yet pegged at 8 cents. You know, we talk all the time about the yuan, the renminbi, pegged against the U.S. dollar. Well, what the heck about Mexico? All right, the peso has been pegged firmly to the U.S. dollar since Christ was a corporal. Anyway, Mexican peso up 65. That's a phrase I learned from my mother. Perhaps it's not radio appropriate. Anyway, up 65 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 13 basis points. The problem with being a military brat, you learn those kind of things, you know. They stick in your mind. Anyway, the euro up 13 basis points at $1.34. The British pound up 35 basis points exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.58. And the Swiss franc up 21. Exchanging against the U.S. dollar at a dollar and a penny. 101 for the Swiss franc. The two-year bond this morning at 0.48%. The treasury yield there, the yield on the U.S. treasury bonded indebtedness, the two-year at 0.48%. The 10-year yield is at 2.83 and the 30 at 4.23%. In the mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate mortgages, the 15-year continuing its upward move, moving up from last month, 30 days ago, from 3.68% this morning, showing 3.94%. Watch as your mortgages continue to move up and up and up. I would imagine that's where it's going to go. The 30-year mortgage this morning, the fixed rate, 30-year, moves up from 4.37 to 4.54, going back towards that 5% mortgage rate. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And your gold-silver ratio is 50.15 ounces of silver. I'll get you 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning, of course, tomorrow, U.S. holiday, Thanksgiving Day, and all markets will be closed. But today, very busy day, the MBA purchase applications, durable goods, personal income and outlays, jobless claims, consumer sentiment, new home sales, the FHFA, house index, EIA, petroleum status in the 3 month, the 6 month announcements, natural gas. Well, it's going to be a pretty busy day economically as we try and accommodate a Thursday closing. Let's go into our markets and see what we've got today off the Econoday website. The MBA purchase applications, again, this is the Mortgage Bankers Association, gives us a window into the activity inside the banks. In surprisingly good news, they write here, in surprisingly good news for the housing sector, applications for home purchases surged 14.4% in the November 19th week. Anything to send the stockbrokers off with a happy face for the holiday, but I don't think this number is going to stand for long. The report says the increase, which lifts purchase applications to their highest post-stimulus level, suggests consumers are feeling more confident with their own finances. And then there's always the but clause, yet, comma, calendar effects surrounding the Thanksgiving holiday may be magnifying the gain. Well, yeah, probably. Let's see what that'll come up next week, and it'll be a revised number. Durable goods orders this morning. While the consumer sector looks good today from personal income and jobless claims, manufacturing has taken a step back. Uh-oh. Durable orders in October fell 3.3%. What happened to that 2.5% gross domestic product they were talking about? Big jump there. Well, how do you do that? Durable orders in October fell 3.3% following a 5% spike the month before. The October figure came in notably below the median market forecast for a 0.1% decline. Weakness was broad-based but tied to transportation. Excluding transportation, durables declined by 2.7%. See, it all just depends on what numbers you throw in and what numbers you take out. You can just about make these numbers look any way you want if you control the inputs and the outputs. By major industries, Transportation fell 5.2% in October. I wouldn't imagine very many people were signing up to get screened by the TSA this morning in transportation after surging 16.5% the month before. The drop was mainly in defense aircraft, but non-defense aircraft and also motor vehicle orders eased. So let's see. Let's state that again. They didn't have as many defense aircraft orders. Non-defense aircraft orders were down. Motor vehicle orders were also down. Other industries generally declined. Well, it sounds like it was a decline across the board, but mostly after a moderate gain in September. Orders for equipment investment are showing notable volatility. Non-defense capital goods orders, excluding aircraft in October, declined 4.5%. All right? Orders for equipment are showing notable volatility. Non-defense capital goods. I guess that would be your, filing cabinets. Today's durable report is a disappointment, but should be viewed in the context of being one of the most volatile monthly series for a major indicator produced by the government. It is produced by the government. Also, a weaker dollar points to likely improvements ahead for durable orders and manufacturing. A weaker dollar, just watch as that dollar weakens. Here's another one. Personal income and outlays. How's your personal income doing, America? Month to month, personal income, 0.5%. Not much. The consumer highlight, the consumer is making moderately strong comeback in October in both income and spending. Are you out there shopping? You're going shopping tomorrow, the day after? Or are you staying home on the couch, wondering where the next meal's coming from? Well, we'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays
for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ah, yes, getting ready for those butterballs, baby. Yeah, high fructose corn syrup. You ain't seen nothing until you see the high test feed they feed those turkeys. How do you get a little turkey like that to grow up to be so big and fat and buttery, huh? Well, they're going to inject a lot of water in it. Be careful with those things, folks. Be careful with those birds. You ever seen them in a house full of turkeys, a turkey house? Oh, my. You can smell them from about 3 miles away. Let's go into the next one here this morning. Jobless claims seasonal factors tied to Thanksgiving may be at play, yet the trend for jobless claims is clearly positive. Initial claims fell 34,000 in November 20 week to a far lower than expected level of 407,000. It's kind of a few, isn't it? Prior week, however, was revised slightly higher to 441. We'll have to wait until next week to see how this number's been revised. The four-week average is down 7,500 to 436,000 for a nearly 20,000 improvement in the month-ago comparison. Of course, this is jobless claims. It doesn't say that 20,000 went to work. These are just jobless claims. The people that fell off the other end of the list. Let's talk about them now. Continuing claims fell for the third week in a row at 142,000. All right. Continuing claims fell. People falling off their continuing claims. Now they're just living, well, I guess they're living in storm drains in Las Vegas. The four-week average fell 51,000 to 4.309 million people. The unemployment rate for insured workers fell one-tenth to 3.3% for its lowest rate of the recovery. We are in recovery. Claims readings due to the problem of making weekly adjustments in shortened week start to get cloudy during the holidays. This puts the focus on the four-week averages, which are offering a strong signal for rising payroll gains. So, creative economics 101. Anyway, we'll see a little bit more about that and come back and visit. But the SEC says this, by Jesse Westbrook off Bloomberg, who knows, the SEC economists' vacancies may aid legal challenges of the Dodd-Frank law. Now, you wouldn't think this would be a top story, but it is. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website, rather lengthy, but things are not looking too good here. Mary Shapiro, the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, is kind of scratching her noggin this morning. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has begun drafting more than 100 rules required by the Dodd-Frank Act, with a vacancy atop the office that helps ensure its regulations can withstand court challenges. Rather an unusual opening sentence caught my attention anyway. The SEC has been without a chief economist since James Overdahl stepped down in March. That would have to be a bonus, wouldn't it? You get the economists out of there and let the Securities and Exchange Commission do their regulatory act, and maybe things would be reasonable. But unfortunately, it's chock-a-luck full of attorneys, tornies, okay? Anyway, two candidates for that job that pays as much as $230,700 a year. There's your tax dollars at work, folks, for a chief economist at the Securities and Exchange Commission. You, too, could make $250,000 a year. Who knows how much money he's making, plus all the bonuses and the stuff they had on the top of it, and the health care and the retirement and all that. $250,000 a year for a government job. Wow. As she presses the search, SEC Chairman Mary Shapiro is seeking recommendations from former agency chief economists and has reversed a decision she made in 2009 that reduced the position's prestige. Well, without the prestige, that $250,000 salary isn't getting them to bust the door down. The Office of the Chief Economist, which reviews potential regulations to determine whether benefits outweigh the cost, may play a pivotal role as the SEC implements the financial industry overhaul enacted in July. Much of the SEC work must be completed under tight deadlines. Missteps in considering the economic consequences of its rules could leave the agency vulnerable to lawsuits, former SEC officials said anonymously. The commission is very strong in securities law, strong in accounting, but much weaker in the area of financial analysis. Oh, my God in heaven, we're in trouble. Well, that's the way that one's going to go. State foreclosure probe. Talks include mortgage investors urging quick deals. Margaret Cronin Fisk and David McLaughlin writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Mortgage-backed securities holders are pushing for a resolution of a 50-state probe of foreclosure practices, attorneys general in Iowa and Arizona said, as talks with lenders and servicers expand to include investors. Rather interesting to bring the investors into this. I think that's a very good idea, don't you? Let's see who all the people were that were buying up this toxic sludge. The mortgage-backed securities are worth pennies on the dollar. You catch that? The mortgage-backed securities are worth pennies on the dollar. So any kind of recovery would be better. Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard said in an interview, owners of mortgage-backed securities are, quote, one of the players urging a resolution. Standing out there on the field with their pockets turned out. He said, state officials have begun informal talks with some investors. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller said all 50 U.S. states are investigating whether banks and loan servicers use false documents and signatures to justify hundreds of thousands of foreclosures. The probe, announced October the 13th, came after J.P. Morgan Chase and Ally Financial Inc.'s GMAC mortgage unit said they would stop repossessions in 23 states where courts supervise home seizures. And Bank of AmeriCorp, the largest U.S. lender, froze foreclosures nationwide. The probe has since widened to include other mortgage practices, with attorneys general suggesting any potential resolution should include improving the loan modification process, barring foreclosures when people are modifying loans, and creating a general fund to compensate homeowners who may have been victims of wrongful foreclosures. I would certainly hope that's not a government or a tax dollar fund, but this fund would come out of these banks' backsides. Robo-signing was the straw that broke the camel's back, Goddard said, referring to the practice of loan servicer employees signing thousands of documents without determining if they were accurate. It was, quote, proof positive that it wasn't just in one state and virtually every financial institution was complicit. Well, there's certainly going to be more fur flying there. Banks seek exemption from the Dodd-Frank for foreign exchange swaps. All right. Give you the foreign exchange rates every morning. Here's a little bit more. This is by Robert Schmidt and Scylla Brush. You can find it on Bloomberg this morning. The biggest Wall Street banks are pushing the U.S. Treasury Department to exclude foreign exchange derivatives from new regulations, a move that would leave a $42 trillion market largely outside of federal oversight. I wonder how much the lobbyists are paying to make sure this continues. A $42 trillion market largely outside of federal oversight. As they say, out of sight, out of mind. Oh, my. A coalition of 20 firms, including the Deutsche Bank AG. It could be Deutsche Bank. It's just a Deutsche Bank. Bank of New York Mellon Heads and the UBS AG. That would be an UBS bag, huh? Anyway, we'll pick that up.
Home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Back to this discussion again here of this coalition of 20 firms, including Deutsche Bank, Bank of New York, Mellon Heads, and the UBS bags, contend that the foreign exchange is less complex than other derivatives that had no role in the financial crisis. Unlike credit default swaps that led to the near collapse of American International Group, Inc. The Dodd-Frank regulatory overhaul signed by Barry the Usurper in July, did a lot of signing in July, said that foreign exchange shall be considered the same as other swaps unless the Treasury Secretary makes a written determination that they are different. Last week, the banks filed comments asking for the exclusion. All right? The decision may put Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, in a politically difficult spot between the banks, regulators, and Congress. During the legislative debate, his department sought unsuccessfully to exclude foreign exchange from regulation over the objections of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission Chairman Gary Gensler and several lawmakers who negotiated the shape of the final bill. I urge Treasury not to create a potentially dangerous loophole, said Senator Maria Cantwell, a Washington very demo Democrat, who was a leader in the derivatives debate, told Bloomberg News in a statement, quote, "The security of our economy depends on foreign exchange derivatives coming under the same transparency and oversight as the rest of the vast derivatives market." Well, that's what Maria Cantwell had to say. Let's go over here and look at this one, go into something a little bit different. Solar power and cost to equal fossil fuel expense within decades, BP forecasts, if you can believe Beyond Petroleum. everything that they say needs to be taken with a grain of salt. Of course, Anthony DiPaola writing this for Bloomberg today. The cost of generating power, now listen carefully, the cost of generating power by capturing the sun's energy will fall about 10% a year in the next decade until it equals the expense of producing electricity by burning fossil fuels, a BP PLC official said. Do you hear anything peculiar in that sentence, my friends? Let's try that again. The cost of generating power by capturing the sun's energy will fall about 10% a year in the next decade. Let's see. How many years are in a decade? 10. If the cost of generating power by capturing the sun's energies falls 10% a year for 10 years, how much will it cost to generate power by capturing the sun's energy in 10 years? Nothing. Curious. Free energy. Free energy. All right. As conventional fuel prices soar and solar power falls, generation costs may reach parity in as little as 5 years. Let's see. So within 5 years, the cost of producing solar energy would be almost twice of nothing. But in 5 years, generation by conventional fuel prices would be parity, and that means it would be twice times nothing, or half as much as nothing. Oh, my. Well, you do have to go to school in America to be able to understand this. This is new math. Don't try it at home, folks. As conventional fuel prices rise and solar powers fall. Now, how is it that conventional fuel prices rise? I think OPEC has something to do with that, don't they? Who sets the price for oil and natural gas? Would that be the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s group over in London? Perhaps, maybe, somebody like that? The petrodollar? As conventional fuel prices rise and solar power falls. So I guess they're looking for parity here. So what we're going to need to do is to raise the cost of conventional power until it reaches parity 5 years out with solar. And then it'll be free. And then it'll be free, right? Anyway, this is the logic that's being advanced by Vahid Fatyuhi. Vahid Fatyuhi, the Middle East director of BP Solar. So you got to take a couple more turns around the old oasis on the camel there, Vahid. He said that at a conference in Abu Dhabi yesterday, solar power costs about 20 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, he said, so I guess in 10 years, it'll be free. Free energy, free money, too. BP installed about 200 megawatts of solar capacity last year, which isn't much, and aims to add 300 megawatts of that generation source this year. Now, we get 200 mentioned and 300 mentioned. Keep that in mind. The company aims to pursue large-scale solar projects in the Middle East. Remember, we've got the Golden Triangle, London, New York, and Abu Dhabi. Persian can remember that Abu Dhabi was recently bailed out by the Rothschilds' banking interest when they went gunny sack over there. Persian Gulf states are boosting power supply. Now, you wouldn't think they would be too concerned about that. They just kind of have to turn on the tap, you know, and get all the natural gas and oil right out of the ground that they want. But Persian Gulf states are boosting power supply to meet rising demand from growing populations. You know, people like the Bushes and Dick and Lynn Cheney getting their apartments over there in Abu Dhabi. Growing populations as they aim to spur economic growth through investment. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, that's the UAE, by the way, and emirs, of course, there are seven of these emirs. The United Arab Emirates are studying nuclear energy. Look out. They might go up on the Ahmadinejad tote board if they're not careful. They have Israel to contend with over there. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are studying nuclear energy and setting targets for generation from renewable resources to diversify supply. What's renewable? Nuclear. Saudi Arabia, the world's largest crude oil exporter. That sounds like a kind of a racial slur there. Saudi Arabia, the world's largest crude oil exporter, may start projects to build 200 to 300 megawatts of solar generation capacity within the next few years, Fatahoui said. Wait a minute. I thought that's what BP wanted to do. 200 megawatts and 300 megawatts. And here later in the article, 200 megawatts, 300 megawatts. I wonder if there's a correlation. Probably is. Anyway, several tenders to build plants with capacities of about 10 megawatts each will be announced in the Middle East and North Africa in the next year, said Sami Kohlrabi, chief executive officer of Abu Dhabi-based Enviromina Power Systems. Enviromina built a 10-megawatt plant at Masdar, the renewable energy and low-carbon city project being built in Abu Dhabi. You know, these sheiks, they're so avant-garde. They're so ahead of the curve, you know. They're building a sustainable city called Masdar, the renewable energy and low-carbon city. Wow. Man. Sign me up. The Emirate has set a target of generating 7% of its power from renewable resources by 2020. That's within 10 years. But, of course, it's only 7% of its power. Well, less than 10%. You have to put wind turbines on the backs of their camels. Energy subsidies that cut the cost of electricity and fuel for consumers in the Middle East help to increase usage by distorting the cost of power and choices in usage, Kohlrabi said. Energy subsidies. Understand sustainable development always has to be shored up, propped up, sustained from someplace. So energy subsidies that cut the cost of electricity for, you know, fuel for consumers in the Middle East. Some little bit happens of that in Alaska as well, where if you have a superabundance of this petroleum and natural gas, people get a little testy about high prices for that stuff that's coming out of the ground free, and they know that because their brother works in the field, all right? Again, energy subsidies that cut the cost of electricity and fuel for consumers in the Middle East help to increase usage by distorting the cost of power and choices in usage. In other words, if it's free, people use electricity like it's toilet paper, which is no longer free. Kohlrabi said, consumers in the Persian Gulf region pay only about a third of the real cost for power they buy now under subsidized prices, much the same way that's going down in Spain, but we'll get to that in a moment. Abu Dhabi residents are set to see the real price of electricity posted on their January bills, okay? So they got the price, you know, you can just see it on their billing. You pay, and it has a little arrow, you know, points at it, you know, and then the real cost of your energy is up here, and it's vastly more than that. It shows you what the national subsidy is. Right, anyway, the government, which pays 86% of the bill. Oh, my goodness. Abu Dhabi, sign me up. The government, which pays 86% of the bill for UAE nationals in Abu Dhabi and 50% for foreigners, aims to entice residents to cut usage by showing them the real cost of energy. Well, there is that story.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So as we look at the U.S. dollar and compare it with the price of oil, we can see that we're still based upon the oil dollar here. But oil fluctuates as the dollar strengthens amidst bets on rising U.S. consumption. So we're talking about reducing the consumption in Abu Dhabi, getting rid of the government subsidies for those Abu Dhabians and the foreign nationals. Anyway, this article by Grant Smith, New News, off Bloomberg this morning, oil fluctuated in New York. Well, I really don't think that it fluctuated in New York. They must be talking about the exchanges. After a downgrade to Ireland's debt rating, everybody's blaming Ireland this week. Actually, last week, now they're talking about Spain and Portugal again. You know, it's always the pigs. The wolves are chasing the poor little pigs around and around and around and around, and on Thanksgiving, at least there's not a turkey in the group. But oil fluctuated in New York after a downgrade to Ireland's debt rating weakened the euro against the dollar, denting demand for commodities. We noticed that dent for demand for commodities over the last 20 days as the price of gold plummeted. Silver went with it, platinum and palladium also. But anyway, traders bet a report will show U.S. crude consumption is rising. Yes, that's true. In the United States, we consume just a whole lot of crude and quite a bit of porn to go with it. Oil trimmed a gain of as much as 0.8% as the dollar strengthened following a standard and oh so very poor's lowering of Ireland's rating by two steps. Be careful when Standard and Poor's lowers your rating. U.S. crude inventories probably declined 2 million barrels, or 0.6%. U.S. crude inventories probably, no one knows for sure, probably declined 2 million barrels. Well, you know, you'd think if there was that much of a decline, they'd be able to figure it out, but they can't. They have to guess, all right? Or 0.6% last week from 357.6 million barrels a week earlier. according to a Bloomberg News survey, before an Energy Department report today. Yesterday, an industry-funded report showed supplies grew. All right? You got all this glut of oil all over the world, which is basically swimming in the stuff, but of course it's still $81 a barrel. But oil, again, trimmed a gain of as much as 0.8% as the dollar strengthened following Standard & Poor's lowering. Right? The physical oil market is improving, comma, but slowly. As if there were some shortage of oil someplace. And we've talked about this in the past, where they got these oil tankers just lined up, these liquefied natural gas, you know, transportation tankers out there just standing in the ocean park. It's cheaper to keep them parked out in the ocean than it is to bring them across just to have them park outside of the port. It's cheaper to store it in their own tankers than it is to lease storage on shore when they get to, oh, I don't know, Holland or New York. New Holland. New Amsterdam. Anyway, the physical oil market is improving, but slowly. Even though inventories are moving down, they're still quite high, and we don't expect a large upswing in U.S. demand. I guess people aren't going to be doing much traveling over the holidays, right? Next 30 days. Pretty much everybody's going to be under house arrest, all right? Even though inventories are moving down, in other words, they're putting less of it standing, you know, aside, they don't expect any large upswing in U.S. demand. People are broke. Crude for January delivery traded at $81.58 a barrel, 33 cents higher in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange, blah, blah, blah. It gained as much as 63 cents to $81.88 a barrel. Brent crude for January settlement rose as much as 69 cents, or 0.8% to $83.94 a barrel on the London-based ICE Futures Europe Exchange. The dollar also erased a decline versus the euro to trade at 0.4% higher, blah, blah, blah. The American Petroleum Institute reported late yesterday that U.S. crude oil stockpiles increased by 5.19 million barrels to 357.7 million barrels of oil, crude oil, stockpiled in the U.S., right? You think with all that overage there in supply, the price would go down a little bit, but no, they're not going to do that. Gasoline dropped. The industry-funded group said gasoline supplies dropped by 499,000 barrels to 214.1 million. Distillate fuel inventories, including diesel and kerosene, fell by 311,000 barrels to 157.3 billion barrels. The API, the American Petroleum Institute, collects stockpile information on a voluntary basis from operators of refineries, bulk terminals, and pipelines. The government requires that reports be filed with the Energy Department for its weekly survey. Oil supply totals from the API and the DOE have moved in the same direction for 8 of the past 9 weeks. The DOE report is scheduled to be released at 10:30 a.m. in Washington, and I'll pull that up for us over the break. But U.S. crude stockpiles, they say here, probably, now they're guessing in anticipation of the report, probably dropped to their lowest level in 3 months as refinery demand increased with the end of seasonal maintenance, according to the median of 16 analysts. Of course, at this particular time of the year, they shut all these things down and they, you know, go around and they paint and they change light bulbs and they spruce everything up a bunch. Oil has dropped about 7.9% after reaching its highest level this year on November the 11th, 11-11-10. On a price standpoint, we've come down quite a bit very quickly. Have you noticed that? I haven't noticed that. I had to go into town the other day to get something and noticed that the gasoline prices hadn't budged a bit. Diesel was just $3 a gallon, like it's been $3 a gallon for way the hell too long. All right. On a price standpoint, we've come down quite a bit very quickly, so we're finding support around $80. Now, recall, as we began the broadcast last year about this time, we were talking about all the prognosticators that were saying that towards the end of 2010, we should expect to be able to see $80 barrel crude oil. And sure enough, miraculously, we are standing right on top of $80 crude oil. It's got cheap enough that people are buying, he says. if you look at the overall inventories directionally, it's been good. Well, there you go. You're bent over the barrel, paying way, way, way too much for fuel. Offshore wind permits to be streamlined by the U.S. Now, we're still talking about sustainable energy. Cancun is coming right around the corner here on November the 29th through December 10th for the Cancun Summit, COP16. Talked a little bit about this project, Cape Wind, earlier. The National Ocean Council, July the 19th, we started reporting on that. Mike Chambers picked it up off the web and brought it certainly to my and your attention. Kind of been following it ever since. Got quite a bookmark file established on that now. But offshore wind permits to be streamlined by the U.S. In other words, even though we had so very much trouble with BP down in the Gulf, you know, Ken Salazar and the boys, they weren't, you know, checking out all of the little Environmental Protection Agency requirements, you know, and they, well, you know, if they buy me a new Mercedes-Benz, we'll let them have this one. And, you know, if they buy us a new house, well, we'll give them that one. Those sort of things. Well, it's continuing. The U.S. will move faster to approve wind power farms off the Atlantic coast in an effort to attract investors and jumpstart offshore renewable energy, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said. Now, how will the U.S. move faster to approve wind power farms unless they relax the regulations? If they could move this fast or move faster, why wouldn't they choose to move fast or faster all the time? So how are they going to be able to move fast or faster? They've got to relax the regulations. They've got to give people special passes. They've got to sell indulgences. I think that's what we're going to find. Regulators will identify promising areas for wind development. Now remember, we're talking about this exclusive economic zone, this 200 miles out from the shore, all the way around our country, including Alaska, 200 miles out. And it's all coming underneath the auspices of the federal government. I mean, I thought they had 10 square miles, including, you know, armories and wharfs and things like that. How is it that the United States government, the Fed, Gov, in Washington District Criminals, that foreign corporation, foreign to all of the several states, how is it that they just all of a sudden, through the stroke of a pen by Barry the usurper, have been able to acquire all of this land as their private dominion and domain? How did that happen? Why isn't the land that's adjacent to the several states, why don't they get that control? All right? It's their coastline. If it's off the coast of New York, it's New York's. If it's off Maine, it's Maine. If it's off South Carolina or Georgia or Florida or Texas, it's theirs, not the federal government. But it would seem that it is the federal government's. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, going into the second hour, beginning the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast for all the audience out there just joining us, AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, hearing us in our second hour. Good morning, welcome. The first hour of the broadcast, went through about a basket full of news, as we like to do each day, talking about the economics and things like that that are out there. Also talking about solar power, oil prices, and so on. Continuing now with the discussion started in the previous hour. If you missed the first hour of today's broadcast, you can always find our archives at becomevocallocal.com or go right directly to the source, oraclebroadcasting.com, and look at the show archives page. Click on those links, Become Vocal Local, near the top of the list. Just click it on, you'll find well over a year's worth of broadcasts at your fingertips. Anyway, offshore wind permits to be streamlined by the United States, U.S., they say here, U.S. Jim Espathow Jr., writing for this for Bloomberg. Again, the U.S. will move faster to approve wind power farms off the Atlantic coast in an effort to attract investors and jumpstart offshore renewable energy. Interior Secretary Ken in the Gulf, Salazar said, regulators will identify promising areas for wind development. Now, these are all these regions that have been built or developed or established or spoken into existence. Maybe that would be a better way of saying it, through the National Ocean Council. And these nine, I believe it were, regions that have been set up under that. And regulators will identify promising areas for wind development. Why are the regulators identifying promising areas? Wouldn't that be something reserved to the science community? But anyway, and try to resolve potential conflicts with states and federal agencies. All right? And try to resolve potential conflicts with state and federal agencies over issues such as shipping lanes before leases are offered. Now, they're leasing this land. And it is land, even though it's covered by ocean, you know. It's still, there's ground down there, terra firma, underneath. Right? And they're about to lease. Now, this is what they did in the Gulf of Mexico. This is what they've done all, everywhere as far as oil is concerned. We've seen what a goat rope that's become. But how is it, my question to you, how is it that FedGov has control over these? Is this federal land? Federal waters? Where do you find that in the Constitution? Maybe somebody let me know where that is. I must have missed that section. Under the initiative, new leases may be issued late next year or early in 2012. Remember when we mentioned, as we discovered, went through the process of discovery with BP and the geyser gusher, you know, the asphalt volcano, as one of our emailers overnight sent me an email again about the asphalt volcano down there. Maybe that was what it was, maybe not, I don't know. Wasn't there myself. Taking everything as on faith, really. But weren't we told there that, you know, that Ken Salazar, you know, that the Minerals Management Service looked at these oil leases as being second only in income generation capacity or capability, second only to the IRS thieving tax force, you know, plundering and pillaging on the people, and that the oil leases were the second highest source of revenue for FedGov and the Federal Reserve Banking System? Well, Dorothy, maybe these wind farms are going to be number three. Or maybe they, too, will become number two as they eclipse offshore oil drilling now that the oil drilling has been stopped because of Macondo. Think about that. Over the break, we'll come back, finish this article out, and continue along this line of reasoning. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angels Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, we got breaking news coming in out of the chat room. This out of St. Petersburg, Russia. China and Russia have decided to denounce the U.S. dollar. And let me just get this thing widened up a little bit here. You got to cover these stories the way they come in. You know, let's go over here, scroll back over there. You got to do all this kind of multitasking stuff. You know, Premier Win Jabu shakes his hand with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on a visit to St. Petersburg on Tuesday. St. Petersburg, Russia, China, and Russia have decided to renounce the U.S. dollar and resort to using their own currencies for bilateral trade. Right? Let's see what the source of this one is. Go up here. This is right out of China Daily. Well, interesting. Chinese experts said the move reflected the closer relations between Beijing and Moscow. And it's not aimed at challenging the dollar, but to protect their domestic economies. You know, quote unquote here, about trade settlement, we've decided to use our own currencies, Putin said at a joint news conference with Wen Jiabao in St. Petersburg. The two countries were accustomed to using each other's currencies, especially the dollar. Excuse me. The two countries were accustomed to using other currencies, especially the dollar, for bilateral trade. Since the financial crisis, however, the high-ranking officials on both sides began to explore other possibilities. Yuan, has now started trading against the Russian ruble in the Chinese interbank market, while the renminbi will soon be allowed to trade against the ruble in Russia, so it'll all be rubles and renminbis. Renminbis. Putin Pooty said, that, quote, that has forged an important step in bilateral trade, and it is a result of the consolidated financial systems of the world countries. I wonder if they'll get Iran to come in on this one, too. Maybe we'll see the gold dinar figure in on this one, too, as the East trumps the West, and they turn their back on the Federal Reserve fractional reserve note. But, of course, you know, all of these central bankers are connected at the hip in London, in the city of London. Putin made his remarks after a meeting with when? They also officiated at a signing ceremonies for 12 documents, including energy cooperation. The documents covered cooperation on aviation, railroad construction, customs, protecting intellectual property, culture, and a joint communique. Details of the documents have yet to be released. Putin said one of the pacts between the two countries is about the purchase of two nuclear reactors from Russia by China's Tianwen nuclear power plant, the most advanced nuclear power complex in China. Pooty Poo has called for boosting sales of natural resources, Russia's main export, to China. This is why we had to have the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks going into Russia. That's why we needed to bring Tsar Alexander down and break up the Romanov dynasty. They were no longer just a bunch of guys walking around in fur hats. They were starting to find oil every place. And the Rockefellers and the Nobles and the DuPonts, they couldn't stand it. They hate competition. So we had to destroy Russia, Russia, and then China, too. And yes, the best enemies that money can buy. Now they're signing documents and turning their backs on the U.S. dollar that put them on the map in the first place. Putin has called for boosting sales of natural resources. The modernization of China will not affect other countries' interests, while a solid and strong Sino-Russian relationship is in line with the fundamental interests of both countries. First, we blocked the Japanese from getting a boot on China's throat, and we blocked our own forces when they wanted to go from South Korea through North Korea and make the drive on Beijing, but we couldn't do that either. Dwight, I like Ike Eisenhower, camped out, waiting for the Russians to come in so that we could split up Berlin and build that nasty wall. Ronald Reagan, the great communitarian, said, tear down that wall. Garbage. Tear down that wall. Nancy saw it in the tea leaves, and she said to do that, Sung Zhuangzi, a senior researcher in Central Asian Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, said the new mode of trade settlement between China and Russia follows a global trend after the financial crisis exposes the faults of a dollar-denominated world financial system. Peng Zhougyan, who specializes in international politics at Renmin University of China, said the proposal is not challenging the dollar, but aimed at avoiding the risks the dollar represents. When arrived in the northern Russian city on Monday evening for a regular meeting between Chinese and Russian heads of government. They probably play chess on a regular basis. He left St. Petersburg for Moscow late on Tuesday and is set to meet with Russian Dmitry Medvedev on Wednesday. Well, you can't say that we don't cover the news here when you send it in. Back to the article. Again, the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is getting ready to start leasing off this coastal zone, the continental shelf. And they're willing to relax rules and regulations to get those leases going. continuing. It took the federal government almost a decade before granting approval in April to Cape Wind. We reported on that story. You might put that in your browser, Cape Wind. If they haven't altered their website, you'll see that they make more money on carbon credits at Cape Wind than they will on electricity generation. All right? This is what it's all about with wind power. It's selling the carbon credits. That's where they're going to make the do-re-mi, darling. Wind potential off the Atlantic coast is staggering, Salazar said, blowing a little wind himself during an appearance in Baltimore. Quote, there is, I think, a singular, unique opportunity to do something that's major to take care of the power needs of America. That's right, folks. Free energy. Coming to Abu Dhabi in a town near you. Okay, the federal government controls the outer continental shelf off the Atlantic. Now, how do they do that? A region that could theoretically provide more than 1,000 gigawatts. There's lots of theories advanced out there. Enough to power 800 million typical homes. Salazar said, let's see, 800 typical American homes. Wait a minute. There's only 300 million people living in this country. Why are we producing 1,000? Well, the U.S. generates more power from wind out of Washington than any other nation. All from turbines on land, according to the Washington-based American Wind Energy Association. Well, if we're already generating more power from wind than any other nation, why do we need to go offshore? Well, in October, Google Inc., the web company that a decade ago used engineering prowess to become the leader in online advertising, said it's investing $5 billion in an underwater network that can channel electricity from wind turbines scattered off the Atlantic coast. I don't know if they're going to bring in Madame Blavatsky to help them do the channeling, but hey, don't lose his trust. It works. Be right back.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Oh, blowing through this big stack of news we got going on here, just talking about some of the things that are really important to me this morning. Hope you find them interesting as well. Back to this American Wind and Energy Association, October, Google again. The web company that's engineering their engineering prowess brought them into online advertising is investing $5 billion in an underwater network that can channel electricity from wind turbines scattered off the Atlantic coast. Is one of the real problems, getting that wind energy back onto the shore, all right? And every one of these little wind energy areas that they put up, these wind parks, they've got these huge transformers sitting out there just chuck-a-luck full of oil, waiting for some errant steamship to run into them, and then we'll have another oil spill related to a wind project. Anyway, environment and economy. As the pipeline of projects begins to move forward rapidly, the environmental and economic benefits of offshore wind, including manufacturing facilities and associated jobs, can be realized. All right. Today's announcement will help speed permits for wind turbines and level the playing field with other forms of offshore energy production. Well, let's look at this one. If it ain't Don Quixote's windmills or something else, Golden State of Australia plans wave energy projects in Africa after an IPO. All right, initial public offering, again off of Bloomberg, this by Balvedere Zing. Again, these things off, you have to take this sort of with a grain of salt on the Bloomberg, because a lot of times what you're looking at are advertisements, all right? They're advertising that there's an IPO coming up. That's what this article is about. So just take it for what it's worth. Golden Saint Resources, PTY, an Australian gold exploration company, plans to develop wave energy projects off the western coast of Africa. Well, I've got a lot of plans, too. I don't know how far along their planning is, but the company is planning to raise $30 million. Well, I'm planning to raise a lot of money, too. I'd like to have about, $400,000 or $500,000 by the end of the year. If you'd all just send me in your offerings, we'd have that. But in an initial public offering in March to help fund the projects, the chairman, Cyril De Silva, said in an interview, the shares will trade on the Australian Stock Exchange. Quote, we plan to work with partners to harness the marine energy potential in West Africa. The region offers a good opportunity for us to provide what could be a reliable and renewable source of energy. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. All right? The region offers a good opportunity. What could be a reliable and renewable energy source? We plan. Doesn't say that we're doing it, but here it is. We are in the process of acquiring four exploration concessions, excuse me, for gold and diamond in Sierra Leone. And that's what it's all about. See, they brought you into this article with the possibility of coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe someday in the future, we're going to do this offshore wave energy thing. But in the meantime, by the way, we're applying for concessions for gold and diamond exploration. And Golden Saint also intends to acquire a jewelry company with funds from the share offering. Well, they maintain a retail outlet and so on and so forth. Well, here's another one. Go back to the wind turbines again. Don Quixote. Spain delays an $18 billion power bond program as government yields soar. Ben Sills and Esteban Duarte writing for Bloomberg, November 24th. Spain has frozen the start of its 13.5 billion euro program to sell state-guaranteed power revenue bonds. Kind of sounds like that Abu Dhabi article, doesn't it? Bankers who were authorized yesterday to begin gauging investor interest in the first tranche of bonds will wait until the yield stabilizes on Spanish debt. Roiled by Ireland's bailout request, said two people who asked not to be named. I guess that pretty much wraps that one up. Quote, going ahead with these bonds would have been almost crazy, said Ivan Comerma, who manages about 3 billion euros as the head of capital markets at Banco Internacional Banca Mora in Andorra, they said. It would be better to wait till the waters calm down. The spread between Spanish government bonds and German sovereign debt touched a euro record. What's that got to do? What's that got to do with windmills? Well, nothing. It's just thrown into the article. The decision extends a two-year drought for the government in selling bonds to bridge the so-called tariff deficit as part of its decade-long policy to subsidize power rates. Utility paybacks delayed? The proceeds would pay back utilities, including Iberdrola S.A. and Enel S.P.A.'s Endesa unit, for their using their own funds to cover regulated costs. By so doing, they help keep cost increases in customer prices below or close to the inflation rate. Go on and go on and go on. Sustainable development, you know. It's always about taking the money out of your pocket to prop up, to shore up, something that would otherwise be unsustainable. All right, here's another one. Closing out on this one. Everybody's out there in the airports today. I hope that everyone is doing their opt-out properly. But if they're not, well, then that's the way it goes. Unholy and unthankful, the TSA mans up to terrorize traveling Thanksgiving turkeys. Well, that's not what the headline says. That's the headline I wrote for the article, but here it is. Scanner uproar shadows holiday travel as flyers crowd airports. This by Mary Schlangenstein and Julian Nahair. Sound like a couple of Israeli dual citizens to me. Writing for Bloomberg, Thanksgiving holiday travelers jamming into U.S. airports will provide the biggest test yet of the government's body scanners and physical pat-downs criticized by some flyers as a danger to health and an invasion of privacy. You don't think that the TSA is on full alert? Yes, again. Airports and airlines are stepping up staffing amid concern that protests of the new procedure may snarl Transportation Security Administration checkpoints. Now, they brought this out yesterday and they, you know, talked about it. With more than 2 million people boarding planes, today will be this year's busiest air travel day, according to the Air Transport Association. Protest organizers are urging flyers to decline a full-body scan and instead undergo an extensive pat-down, a process that would slow screening if many travelers participate. And we hope that everyone will. While fewer than a fifth of the security lanes at U.S. airports have the devices, reducing the likelihood of widespread disruptions, officials are bracing for the possible tie-ups at some locations. Now, yesterday after the broadcast, we reported about, well, there's only 400 of these scanners in use today, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's no big deal. Well, I was thinking, you know, as I sat down and I realized that here in sunny southwest Missouri, if Sean wants to travel from Australia and arrive at my homestead here, that he would have to go through several hubs. He would have to go into a hub in Los Angeles, then into a hub, let's say, in, Kansas City, Missouri, and then jump on board one of these little turboprop commuter guys and fly out here into the sticks. But you only need to have these full-body scanners at the hubs. In other words, those major international airports scattered around the United States that are the hubs through which everybody must go. All of the other airlines fly into the hubs. So they could have a magnetometer or whatever. They could do a wand or do whatever at the little airport here in Joplin, Missouri, which they do. They photograph you, you know, with their, you know, CT, CV, whatever they are, television cameras and so on, so on and so forth, but they don't have a body scanner in Joplin. Of course not. Joplin can hardly afford to refill the Coke machine from time to time and wax the floors. Nevertheless, at that little airport billed as an international airport, because it does tie into the hubs, they don't need one there, but they definitely would have one in Kansas City. So even if your local airport doesn't have one of these 400, I would hesitate to say, and I do hesitate to say, but I would imagine that you would probably have to go through one of these somewhere on your flight. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. I just got a signal from my computer telling me I got a low battery. Hope it doesn't bother me here. Anyway, I can't not stop what I'm doing. What a time to get the notice. Anyhow, certainly I hope Tom Turkey is able to get through the TSA. You know, they probably want to shove their hands up the little butterball's body cavity and do an examination, but maybe Grandma will remember not to stuff the turkey before she flies in. Anywho, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever to find Osama bin Laden leaping out of someone's Christmas turkey, but it could happen. You never know. Protest organizers are urging flyers again to decline a full-body scan and instead undergo an extensive pat-down a process that would slow screening if many travelers participate. Now, you keep thinking about that. Let me just pull this around here. Hang on. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. If I don't do this, we're going down. Okay. Do that. All right. Now I can plug this number in over here. I don't know how I was able to do that, but I forgot to plug in my laptop there. Saved it before it went dead on me. What we're asking is that those people who are thinking about participating in the opt-out is to really think about the consequences of their actions. And that's what I'm thinking about, too. Really do. Think about the consequences of your actions if you just keep walking through these scanners, folks. You just think about how easy it is to do nothing. Those people that do stand up, those people that do speak out, those people that don't buy, don't comply, and ask why, and don't fly, really could save your butterball. Said Laura Cole, a spokeswoman at the Denver International Airport, the nation's fifth busiest. Again, these will be these hubs and routers that all of the flights will go through. The people who will be hurt most are their fellow flyers that are waiting in line, the sheeple, and who want to go see their family and friends. Obviously, everyone wants to go see their family and friends. No one wants to have their flights delayed. And certainly, no one wants to get felt up, pat down, or irradiated just so that they can visit with their family. They don't do this anywhere else on the planet, folks. Well, maybe England, probably. Anyway, any place that Michael Chertoff has his little claws, I'm sure they're doing the same thing. Protests of the electronic scans, which can detect non-metallic weapons beneath clothing and the pat-downs, are being led by groups such as www.wewon'tfly.com. How quickly my comments made on Oracle Unleashed weeks ago have gone viral, and I think everyone now is starting to see the sense of just simply saying no. That's what we do when we become vocal local. We just say no. Right? Anyway... The website optoutday.com proclaimed today to be the National Opt-Out Day. And I think that's a very good plan. Just say no. Opt out. It's your right. Do it. Okay? Now we're going to skip the rest of that article because we really have way too much more to go through. Here's another one just quickly. This one sent in by Chris. Accelerating interoperability of the smart grid standards. There's a seminar coming up. The birthplace of the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel, Grid Interop, is the key annual event focused on smart grid interoperability standards and technologies, defining the interoperability framework necessary for smart grid to flourish, held in partnership with NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technologies, that gave you the wonderful whitewash in regards to September the 11th, and the GridWise Architecture Council. This event attracts a broad audience from both the government and the technical community, including key players and from the energy, utilities, software, cable, semiconductor, telecommunication, and electricity consumer sectors, making Grid Interop the only technical conference on smart grid with this breadth. All right? This is a must-attend smart grid interoperability conference coming up soon. It's going to be in December, all right? The grid interop provides blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I'm not going to go too much further onto this at all, but if you want to look at it for yourself, you just type into your browsers grid-interop.com/2010. It'll bring you right in. And you can find out all about this smart grid that's going on in the background. Things we just would never know. There's another one. Unfolding the Smart Grid Roadmap. Smart grid is potentially one of the most disruptive technologies to impact the global power industry. All right. Unfolding the Smart Grid Roadmap. I'll say it again. Smart grid is potentially one of the most disruptive technologies to impact the global power industry. This vast network of power lines, advanced meters, sensing, communication, and control technologies linked through universal standards and protocols poses both anticipated and unforeseen opportunities and challenges. There is no shortage of articles and publications devoted to this subject, but hidden within this glut of information is an alarming misinformation and misperception. Perception versus reality. And it continues, okay? There's a lot of information out there this morning on that, but it's no surprise and should be no surprise whatsoever to see Google involved at the level that it is. Here's another one. We've been talking about this Cancun summit coming up here on the 29th. This off the Mother Jones sent in by one of our listeners, Mother Jones. The Tea Party targets sustainable development. If you believe conservative activists, smart growth is really a global conspiracy to herd Americans into, quote-unquote, human habitation zones. Now, I need to really talk to this lady, Stephanie Mensimer, who was writing this article, all right? She's definitely a sustainable development mercenary. She's a change agent. And she's writing for Mother Jones. I hope you don't subscribe to any of their publications. This woman is definitely a green weenie. First, they took on the political establishment in Congress. Now, they say, Tea Partiers have trained their sights on a new and insidious target. Local planning and zoning commissions, which activists believe are carrying out a global conspiracy to trample American liberties and force citizens into Orwellian human habitation zones. Obviously, Stephanie Mensimer here writing has never bothered to look into Agenda 21. But here, listen now, at the root of this plot is the admittedly sinister sounding Agenda 21. The admittedly sinister sounding Agenda 21. Now, has she read it? Has she got it under her belt? Or is she just writing a piece here? An 18-year-old UN plan, got to say that's 18 years old, an 18-year-old UN plan to encourage countries to consider the environmental impacts of human development. Now, you've heard me read directly from the book. She's going to put a happy face on it, though. Tea Partiers see Agenda 21 behind everything from a septic tank inspection law in Florida. And if you don't pass that inspection tank inspection, that septic tank inspection, your opportunity to develop that property goes to zero. All right, but she doesn't mention that. To a plan in Maine to reduce traffic on Route 1. That's right. They want to get us out of our cars and into rickshaws. She doesn't mention that either. The issue even flared up briefly during the midterms when Colorado Republican gubernatorial candidate Don Mace accused his Democratic opponent of using a bike-sharing program to convert Denver into a United Nations community. Again, this is on Mother Jones. m.motherjones.com/politics2010 Tea Party Agenda 21 UN Sustainable Development. You can find it, browse it up, Google, dogpile. In the Tea Partiers' dystopian view, the increased density favored by planners to allow for better mass transit becomes compulsory, quote-unquote, human habitation zones. She's obviously unfamiliar with smart growth and new urbanism, although she used those words in this article. Agenda 21 paranoia, and as you know, paranoia is a disease that a man might die of at a very advanced age. Agenda 21 and paranoia has swept the Tea Party, driving activists around the country to delve into the minutiae of local governance, key phrase there, and now that the midterm elections are over, they're descending on planning meetings and transit debates, wielding PowerPoints about Agenda 21, and generally freaking out low-level bureaucrats with accusations about their role in a supposed international conspiracy. That's probably why Common Purpose in England has adopted my web name and broadcast name, and they're now becoming Vocal Local in England and in Minnesota and elsewhere, and in China as well. Just put it in your browser. Do a search on Become Vocal Local and see how far and how international it has become. But they're all supporting the green agenda, not opposing it. Oh, we'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article off the Mother Jones this morning, or actually it was sent, I don't know when it was written, but it was sent to me. I received an email box last night from one of our listeners. But again, Virginia activist Donna Holt, and I've contacted her, at least I sent an email to Donna. I'd like to have her come on and discuss this with us. But Virginia activist Donna Holt is among those who believe that Agenda 21, unveiled during the United Nations Earth Summit in 1992, is really a plot to curtail private property rights and deprive Americans of precious constitutional freedoms. Yes, she's one of those wing nuts. That Donna Holt, she's one of those wing nuts that thinks that the Agenda 21 is a plot to curtail private property rights. Of course, I've read it to you right out of Agenda 21. It doesn't take much of a wing nut to be able to discern English. You know, that is the goal, that is the target, but I guess she doesn't figure that out there, this Mother Jones writer. Anyway, continuing along, the target of conspiracy-minded UN haters for years, okay? UN haters, apparently. This lady is a UN supporter, a booster. Holt and other Tea Partiers are taking their cues from people like Henry Lamb. I've met Henry Lamb in person. A WorldNet Daily columnist, wouldn't hold that against him, and founder of Sovereignty International and Freedom 21. That's right, Freedom 21. Want to see the link? It's right over there. Just click on it on my webpage, all right? Anyway, you'll run right over to Michael Shaw's. It used to be Freedom 21 or Santa Cruz. Now it's Freedom Advocates, all right? But anyway, yes, I know Henry Lamb. Seen him riding around his little electric cart with his oxygen tanks. Anyway, he's been arguing for decades that the UN is secretly plotting to herd humans into crowded cities so that the rest of the world can be devoted to wildlife preservation. Of course, you know, Henry knows other people like Michael Kaufman, and we've all looked at the big map, all right? The Wildlands Project. Anyway, don't let facts get in your way. Lamb declined to comment for this story because back Mother Jones articles, I guess, once included him in a story called Wing Nuts in Sheep's Clothing. And another article that described his role in AstroTurf lobbying against the Kyoto Treaty. This woman is something else. Mother Jones, crossed them off my list. Holt has also relied on the research of Tom DeWeese, founder of American Policy Center. Let's see, I received an email from Tom DeWeese yesterday. Oh, my. I guess I'm in the wrong crowd. And a climate change denier. He is a climate change denier. Although he's not a Holocaust denier. Whose group has been funded by Exxon. DeWeese organization hosted a conference in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. He also hosted a conference down in Dallas. I was at that one. So was Josh Reeves, by the way. This summer, attended by many Tea Partiers, which featured sessions on Agenda 21. Schooled by such activists, Holt, the Virginia coordinator of, oh my goodness, oh God, Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, has set to work spreading the word about Agenda 21 and the evils of sustainable development. She's finding a very receptive audience among the Tea Party groups. We'll be meeting on the 9th here in Southwest Missouri, who she believes are going to make sustainable development the next target of their activism. Well, that would be great. I'd really like to talk to Dawn about that. I'd like to see them, you know, turn it around and go this direction for a couple of years. Quote, I'm overwhelmed with Tea Party leaders who have asked me to come and speak to their group, she says. They're calling on me to form a coalition to put up a dedicated website. She says Tea Partiers understand that there is a global agenda to actually abolish private property and abolish the Constitution, for that matter, close quote. If sustainable development is fully implemented, she says, this basically will turn us into a Soviet state. This is a very long article on Mother Jones. Very, very long article here, okay? Maybe I should just stick with this. I had other things to go to. We'll stick with this for another minute or two. In the Tea Partiers' dystopian vision, the increased density, again, favored by planners to allow for better mass transit, may become compulsory. Human habitation zones. They warn of Americans being forcibly moved from their suburban dream homes into urban hobbit homes and required to give up their cars and instead, gasp, the author writes, take the bus to work. Gasp. Well, I guess this broad would like to take the bus to work and get out of her car. The enemies in this fight are hidden behind bland trade association names like the American Planning Association or ICLE. Bland trade association names like the American Planning Association. Apparently this broad has never bothered to go up and do any homework. If she had, she'd know all about the Garden Cities program coming out of London, and she would understand what American Planning Association, Metro 1313, etc., has in its roots. And certainly she's made a mistake here, calling a bland trade association ICLE, Local Governments for Sustainability. That's a United Nations program, baby. Not very well informed. She's a writer. Okay, she's a writer. Can't hold it again or there. Shortly after the midterm elections, a main Tea Party group blasted out a call to arms to its members. Red alert, Agenda 21 is coming on full force to the Mid-Coast area. The notice implored members to show up at a November 10th meeting in Rockland, sponsored by Maine Department of Transportation. The group warned that the agency was, quote, implementing the Sustainable Development Agenda 21. This is the hardcore Agenda 21 derived from the United Nations, and we need to make a big presence to show our outrage and anger at this. And it continues. What UN outrage was on the table for this meeting? A proposal to improve development and reduce traffic around Route 1, which runs up the eastern coast of the state. All right. Of course, you need to go out and look at, you know, in California, out in the Santa Cruz area, around Monterey Bay in that area, to get a real understanding of it, Freedom 21 Santa Cruz, to understand how this works. Continuing. But we learned a lot about Agenda 21. They had handouts. I should say, back up a little bit. What UN-inspired outrage was on the table for the meeting? A proposal to improve development and reduce traffic around Route 1, which runs up the eastern coast of the state. Stacey Benjamin, The Department of Transportation project manager says that four or five people she and her colleagues had never seen before showed up at the meeting. During the public comment section, the activists questioned the DOT representatives about Agenda 21. None of us had ever heard of it, Benjamin says, laughing. All right. Mentioned this before. This is what Becoming Vocal Local is all about. You have this woman, Stacy Benjamin, a DOT project manager, has never heard of Agenda 21. None of us had ever heard of it before. She said, laughing. And then, but we learned a lot about Agenda 21. They had handouts. The Tea Partiers also posed questions about human habitation zones, she says, noting that they were polite and interested in what the committee members had to say. In other words, rather than sitting outside or standing outside with your bullhorn and your placards, you go inside and attend these meetings. The scene in Maine is repeating itself across the country. You better believe it is. Only sometimes the activists are less polite. One planning consultant I spoke with, who requested anonymity, recalled the recent meeting where he was on the receiving end of Tea Party rage. I got called a communist, he says. Oh, horrors. Someone in another Tea Party heavy area recently told him, quote, we don't need none of that smart growth communism, close quote. The people he's been encountering are new to the process, short on solid facts, and many are, quote unquote, spitting mad. Combined with what they see as an elitist bent and planning consultancy, says, it makes for a toxic and intimidating mix for local officials who aren't used to being accosted by conspiracy theory-wielding activists. I say put the black and white in your eyes. Get the documents. Make plenty of copies. Attend the meetings. It's really time to wake them up. Because most of these local officials, these local elected officials, are just as dumb as sticks. They come out of their local high schools and attend 2 or 3, 4 years of college. They come back to the town, and they never seem to progress beyond that. No matter how many years they are holding their fiefdom down, they just don't seem to progress beyond that. The full extent of their knowledge about the outer world is that what the University Extension Council sends in. The agents come in, as I've said before, from academia, and they promise them all kinds of incredible pipe dreams if they'll just accept this funding. Then you can have a dream thing. You too can have a downtown revitalization program going where you are, because it's the rage, honey, doing all across America. You too can become an Ickley city. All you need to do is sign here, here, and here. And we'll get you some money for your sidewalks and some street trees and a few planters. Yeah? That's right. That's all you got to do. You can implement comprehensive planning and zoning here in this rural part of America. You can. You can do it. You could start a 911 bunker here. You could have a fusion center in town. Think about it. All of these computers we could bring in. Well, that's the way it goes. Thanks to the listener for sending me that article. We'll be back again tomorrow on Tea Day. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.